The Food and Drug Administration is about to be hit by a legislative cannonball. The 21st Century Cures Act is now wrapping up in Congress and headed to the president's desk. It would profoundly change how the FDA goes about its principal work of approving drugs and medical devices. Joining me with more on the bill and its goals, Dr. Tom Coburn, former Oklahoma senator, now a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And should we call you doctor or senator or what?
How about Tom?
Okay, fair enough. So this bill really is got many provisions aimed at the FDA. Long overdue, or is this really something that just sprang out of what?
No, it's long overdue. You know, there's this big drive or right to try on studies, but if, in fact, that comes about, then you won't ever have any blind trials to test new drugs. So what the FDA routinely does, and as a cancer patient myself, what they routinely do if they have a new drug, they compare that drug to the standard of treatment. Well, that means if you're in that trial and you have a cancer, you're either going to get that new drug or you're going to get nothing, which is terrible from an ethical standpoint. So what needs to happen is new drugs need to be combined with present existing standard of care and see if you get an improvement in both quality and quantity of life, quality of life, and outcomes, and in terms of adverse reaction. So that's one of the things, but that's just one of the small things that the FDA has been recounting on. Science is moving so fast, Tom, that it's hard for a government agency, number one, to compete for the brightest minds. Number two, to be able to use a 1960s regulatory model on 2017 science. So with the advent of precision medicine and biomarkers, there has to be collaboration between the FDA and the great scientific centers in this country so we can move these ideas and these therapies and these indicators forward quickly. I estimate 100,000 people die a year because of the present FDA regulatory environment. Because they don't get the drugs they need because of the delay that's caused by we're not talking about safety here. We're talking about efficacy. It has nothing to do with safety. So what we ought to do is modernize the FDA, and that's what this bill actually does.
There's a long list of provisions aimed at the FDA in this bill. To me, it looks like the FDA is not equipped currently to do any of them. So it's going to require a lot of reorientation by management there.
Well, that's exactly the point, that we need to reorient the FDA, and we need them to address the 21st century. That's one of the reasons it's called the 21st Century Cures Act, is the FDA is behind and lagging behind both in technology, science, biomarkers, precision medicine, and drug trial, and also the sharing of mega data and supercomputing. And so, yeah, there's a lot of work for the FDA to do, but we want the FDA to be a smooth, efficient operating organization that puts safety first, and then let the science and the efficacy fall where it will, and then let's see what it does. This bill will lessen the cost of medicines rather than raise it. It'll create more competition for new therapy. So I think it's really true that a lot of work is going to have to be done on the FDA to come into compliance with this bill.
Now, would there still be clinical trials required for traditional types of drugs?
All of them. There still will be clinical trials for all drugs. The question is do you do it in a way that can give you the same answer, is this efficacious, without putting people at risk of dying because they have a primary disease that, if left untreated in a double-blind study, is an adverse reaction, i.e. death, to the patient. So we're not talking about anything in terms of safety. What we're talking about is being smarter about how we make decisions on efficacy, whether a drug works, whether it offers improvement over the standard of care.
The bill offers a lot of additional money to the NIH for research and biomedical research in particular, takes away a little bit of the money that under some of the Obama administration initiatives. Is there money in this bill for the FDA itself to be able to convert to being able to this new system of approval and efficacy testing?
Well, I think there is, but it doesn't take a lot of money to do what we're talking about doing, and it actually will make the FDA's job easier, not harder. What has to happen is we're never going to be able to fund the FDA to a level where they can compete for the best scientists in the country today, because we have so many biotech companies, so many pharmaceutical companies that can out-compete for the best, brightest minds. And that doesn't mean the people at FDA aren't sharp. They're very sharp. But they can't gather the scientific data and knowledge and expertise like they used to be able to in terms of competition. And so whether they get additional money, which they do in this bill, but the question is how do you use the money you have now more efficiently to get Americans well and not put them at risk? And this bill does that.
How would the FDA compare procedurally to similar agencies throughout the developed world once this bill is law?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. Is why in the world do we have where a drug that's proven and been used in Europe for 4 or 5 years has to go through exactly the same set of trials in our country? In other words, why do we duplicate the efforts that have been made elsewhere rather than recognizing the safety data and improving those drugs here? So that's one of the things that you could do markedly quickly that would make more drugs available quicker and also create competition. One of the reasons that drug prices are so high is that some people estimate it's $2.6 billion per new drug to get it to market. And that's after the moiety and the moiety is identified and the safety has been certified. So why wouldn't we take advantage of what other people are doing around the world, like Japan or Europe, and say we recognize that they have as good an interest in safety as we do and accept their data and utilize that and get approval here rather than raising the stakes and saying, well, you got all these other hurdles to jump before you can sell a drug in this country.
We're speaking with Tom Coburn, physician, former senator, and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And what about speedier approval of generic drugs? Because that's often cited as the slowness of it also keeps the prices of regular drugs up.
Well, I think some of that's true, Tom. But I think we need to speed up that as long as the GMPs, the good manufacturing practices, are there. And the viability and the mix of the drug is appropriate. Speeding that up will help some, but most generics, of course, don't come out onto the market until after the patent has expired on the original drug. And usually there's two or three that will come in if it's a big market and compete for that.
Let's talk about medical devices. The Cures Act has a lot of provisions for the FDA with respect to devices approval.
Well, what happened with the Obamacare legislation, the Affordable Care Act, was both a tax and a hurdle system added to the medical device approval process and cost process, which has shifted a large portion of the medical device industry out of this country. And so again, safety should be and efficacy should both be proven, but we can do that much more quickly. And we can do it more efficiently, and we can do it more effectively under the ideas that are presented in this bill.
When you were a senator and had regular contact with the FDA on these issues, what was their feeling? What was the reaction you felt you got when these kinds of ideas were put before them?
Well, I want to be fair. I have been a senator for 2 years, so I don't know that my criticism right now would be still current. Because I actually haven't kept up with what the FDA right now is doing. I always found resistance to change at the FDA and a fear that they might make a mistake sometime, and that kept them from approving a lot of medicines that otherwise were safe, but it raised the cost of the medicines tremendously.
Tom Coburn is a physician, former Oklahoma senator, and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Tom. God bless you.
You can read all of the provisions in this bill and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.